BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, Mills here. Here is today's podcast. I make some calls to start some rumours in and around Glasgow. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real, and it's happening. I am making this World Cup song with 5 seconds of summer. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Okay, so we're halfway through Wednesday. You need a little bit of a pick-me-up, right? You might have just had an exam. You might be like halfway through work and thinking, I wish the day would end. This should do it. Are you ready? Get ready to lose it. Bambaleo Wednesday is on. Wait for the drop. And lose your mind. Yes! Let us know where you're mostly enjoying Bumble Air Wednesday today. 81199, tweet at BBCR1. Also, well worth checking out the Radio 1 Twitter at the moment. A couple of weeks ago, me and Chris DJed at the AGM for the Young Farmers in Blackpool. It's like their weekend of the year. And if you want to see how young farmers do innuendo bingo, get on the Radio 1 Twitterers right now. They love it. Look at them. At BBC R1, literally thousands and thousands of young farmers. They do it in the field. It's mostly on their T-shirts. Also, look out for the handy arrows to point you to certain members of the audience who have got good dancing skills. We've done your work for you. You don't have to pick them out. Bambaleo Wednesday with Young Farmers. Online now. Shake it. Okay, good. Hope that helps.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Anastasia says, so necessary while I'm revising in the Guardian. Garden? Missing Chris a bit. It's been 20 minutes. Seriously. Hope he'll be back tomorrow. I'm enjoying it in Dudley, says Adam. Just booked my holiday. Bumbleo made me do a little squeal. I'm right in the holiday mood now. That's from Hannah in Nottingham. And Bumbleo Wednesday's going off in Leeds with George for Community. Is it? I was, what, off of Vote George? Baby, vote George. Hi, George. He is not happy unless he is wearing Lycra, writhing around the floor. That's good to know. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Just want to say good work with Zane and Fern on the verses today as well. That sounded a lot of fun. Katie B, she's at Big Weekend, crying for no reason. And this is Scott Mills. So, you may have heard, you may not have heard, opening Radio 1's Big Weekend in Glasgow this Saturday will be One Direction. And on Sunday, opening up will be Kings of Leon. Two huge bands to open both days. So if you don't want to miss any of this, it's going to be Hugh Stevens, Fern Cotton and Edith Bowman taking you live to the main stage at 1 p.m. on Radio 1 this weekend. You can listen, watch and share all the live music performances this weekend. If you just go to the Radio 1 website from 1 o'clock... And that's obviously if you're going to Big Weekend, when you need to be there in front of the stage to see One Direction on Saturday and Kings of Leon on Sunday. It's going to be all over the website. Loads to watch, loads to listen to on Radio 1 and on BBC 3 as well. The Scott Mills Daily. Every year, wherever Big Weekend is, this year Glasgow, there are huge rumours that always fly around the city about various artists, shops they've been seen in, other places like restaurants where they've been spotted coming out of places, in lifts, where the artists are all staying, which hotel, whether they're being helicoptered out or whether they are actually staying in the city. It happens every single year. And I actually love this. It adds to the excitement. If you want to start any of these rumours, by the way, just by telling people or on your Facebook or Twitter, carry on. We love it because it adds to the excitement. It really helps us out. Even sometimes the rumours involve artists that are not actually there. So, for instance, well, I've heard that on the Saturday, Jay-Z is going to be fired from a massive cannon at the back of the stage and he's going to land right in the middle of Ed Sheeran's set on stage on the Big Weekend. Jay-Z's not there, by the way. And that's not like a double bluff. He's really not. But there's all these crazy rumours that go around. I'm going to try and start my own ones in just a second. The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon, Joe, who is in Glasgow. He's heard that Jay-Z is going to fire Solange from a large cannon onto the stage. Not as far as I'm aware. I heard that Miley Cyrus is going to be performing on an inflatable pink pig. That's Andy from Perthshire. All these rumours are starting to go around Scotland. No, there will be no Miley Cyrus appearance. As far as I know. I don't know as much as you, but I really think not. Also, there's a rumour going around, says Danny, that Kanye West is going to delay his wedding to come to Radio 1's Big Weekend. Can't see it happening myself either. But I am one for starting these rumours. I'm going to start one about somebody who we know is definitely going to be in Glasgow for Radio 1's Big Weekend. And I think I can start this good rumour, which will go around Glasgow, because people will chat, just by making one simple phone call. So please wait there. Connecting.
Good afternoon, Strip Bear.
Oh, hello, yes. I'm inquiring about maybe a male wax at the weekend.
Okay.
I'm looking for quite an intimate one. Can you tell me what you offer down there?
We don't do male intimate waxing, sorry. We only do chest and back.
Oh, so you don't go any further south than that?
No, sorry.
Okay, well, I mean, I've not had it done since last summer, so it's looking quite bushy back there. So I wouldn't mind booking on Saturday, if that's all right.
What are you looking to have done?
Well, I just need to ask, I've got quite a lot of tattoos, so will you be able to work around them?
Normally we would just wax over.
All right, and it doesn't affect the tattoo, they're not going to come off?
Not at all, no.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Sorry, I've just never done it before.
No, since, of course, yeah. No, that's a question to ask. It's just I thought you meant you just had them done, because obviously I know the area gets shaved, but No, we wax over tattoos all the time.
Oh, excellent, okay. I mean, it's quite a rug. Is that that's something you'll be able to deal with, though, right?
Yes, we can trim the hair, obviously, to make it more comfortable for you if it's quite thick.
All right, cool. It's just that I've got a really big event in Glasgow at the weekend, and just need to look, neat and trimmed. Can you do my arms as well?
Mm-hmm. So,
also have tattoos on, but they're not new.
Uh-huh. No, again, that would be fine. So you're looking for your forearms done and your upper arm?
Yeah, all the arms.
Okay, that's fine. What's your name?
It's Mr. H. Styles. So have you got my name down there?
Uh-huh.
I'm booked in for when?
Saturday.
Saturday, what time?
Well, are you not on stage on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Big Weekend?
Oh, yeah, there is a problem with that. So, when can you do before that or after?
Well, if you've got your big event, do you not want to be waxed before your event?
Yeah, that's true. What time do you open?
Well, see, we're booked all morning on Saturday morning.
Well, you could fit me in, surely. Hi, it might be Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Can I gather that?
Yeah, it's not Harry Styles, but then he probably knew that.
Yep.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Right, Stephanie, now this call's obviously gone a bit wrong, because you've sussed that I'm not actually Harry Styles.
Yep.
And that I might be calling from Radio 1.
Uh-huh.
However, what I'm doing at the moment is, you know, loads of rumours go around Glasgow or wherever we hold Big Weekend about who might be appearing?
Yep.
So I'm asking you to kind of spread word a bit, if that's all right.
So you want me to kid on that Harry Styles is staying in the Radisson?
Yeah, that would be good. And that generally One Direction have been calling your salon asking to be trimmed.
So you want me to post this on my Facebook, yeah?
I'd love that very much. So I'm just trying to get these rumours started, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Need all the help I can get.
Right, okay.
Thanks, Stephanie. Oh, that went well. I've got some more ideas for those later, but any Harry Styles trimming rumours that you want to start in Glasgow, go for it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So, quite stressful standing in a recording studio with four other people that can actually sing, as I found out yesterday when I was doing the World Cup song with 5 Seconds of Summer. I have laid down some of the bits for the World Cup song. 5 Seconds of Summer recorded their bits yesterday, and it's coming together. I've got some clips for you of what happened in the studio with the guys yesterday. I still haven't done my rap. That's something that I need to work on. But we've got like the whole form of the song now. We've got a chorus. We've got exactly what it should be. I'm trying to make a better World Cup song than Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull's one.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills
Daily. Hello, Charlotte, who's revising and cannot wait until 3 o'clock when she can hear what me and 5 Seconds of Summer have created together for the World Cup. I won't have the finished thing for you today. It takes time to mix and that, but they laid down some vocals yesterday and I watched. Oh, no, and I joined in with the chorus as well, because obviously there is a bit of chanting that goes on because it's a football song. So it doesn't matter if you're flat in that, I don't think. They probably won't even use me in the final one. It'll just be them. But it was nice to feel included. So we created this song for the World Cup. We'll have it, I believe, finished next week. We took a selfie after recording yesterday. They put it on their Twitter. It's had like 9 trillion favourites already. But it was good to see the boys. More rumours going around Glasgow. Apparently, Kanye West is going to drop in at Big Weekend on a jetpack to interrupt Taylor Swift as she starts to mumble a song about boys. Once again, neither of those people are appearing at Big Weekend. I repeat, not appearing at Big Weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio 1.
Ben from Bristol's well annoyed because he missed Bambalo Wednesday. Mate, where were you? It was like 1:15. But don't worry, I'll give you another blast of it soon if you're feeling a little bit meh. Halfway through the week, you should be feeling positive. It's like halfway to the weekend. But I know that Bambalaya lifts a lot of spirit, so I'll bring that to you again in a minute. Loads of rumours going around Glasgow ahead of the big weekend. I'm trying to get some more started. There are loads going around about artists that are definitely playing, like One Direction and Katy Perry and Ed Sheeran and Coldplay. But also, loads of people just speculating who might be there. And they're pretty much making it up, because we've told you the lineup. There's not going to be anything weird that happens now. Promise. Earlier, I tried to fuel this One Direction rumour and say that they're already in the city by phoning up a waxing salon as Harry Styles and trying to book an intimate wax in. She rumbled me. What I'm quite enjoying about this is people thinking that all the artists are already in Glasgow and just kind of chilling out before the big weekend, enjoying all the local attractions and enjoying all the amenities that Glasgow has to offer. I'm going to try another one now. So, spread this one if you can. Just make another call. Come on.
Hello?
Hello, is this Trevor from Trevor's Ghost Walks?
It is Ghost Walks, yes. Can I help you?
Is this Trevor?
Yes.
Oh, hello. I'm looking to book a ghost walk this weekend for my client.
Yes.
In Glasgow, who she's playing at a big event this weekend.
And now, we have a problem with that, because the Glasgow Ghost Walk is operating at the moment because they've had a landslide due to heavy rain in the cemetery, and a load of coffins and stuff fell out of the cliffside. They're not allowing anybody in there.
Oh, that's rubbish, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it goes. The thing about it was that they started locking the gates up on the night time, so we couldn't get in, so I was actually having to climb the customers over the gates for about a month anyway. And then when they realised we were climbing over the gates, they were then starting to grease the top of the gates, so if everybody tried it, they'd get covered in engineering grease. So we couldn't win.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Will they not reopen it? Because my client is she's quite high profile.
I very much doubt it. I've tried every trick in the book. Who would the walk be for?
It's for Mrs. R. Aura.
R. Aura. Never.
Got to go, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, we just phoned Trevor. It's all fine. But the Glasgow Ghost Walk at the moment is definitely not on. And I really enjoyed his in-depth explanation about why it wasn't. Harry Styles' mum's been on. No comment at all about the booking Harry in for an intimate wax, but saying that she did enjoy the call to Trevor there from Trevor's Ghost Walks. Watch out for sliding coffins and greasy trousers. Here's the full explanation again.
Due to heavy rain in the cemetery, and a load of coffins and stuff fell out of the cliffside. They're not allowing anybody in there.
Oh, that's rubbish, isn't it?
Well, that's the way it goes. The thing about it was that they started locking the gates up on the night time, so we couldn't get in. So I was actually having to climb the customers over the gates for about a month anyway. And then when they realised we were climbing over the gates, they were then starting to grease the top of the gates. So if everybody tried it, they'd get covered in engineering grease. so I couldn't win. Couldn't win.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. People are starting to hashtag, couldn't win now.
So I couldn't win.
I love Trevor from Trevor's Ghost Walks a bit too much.
So I couldn't win.
So Radio 1's big weekend in Glasgow. It's at Glasgow Green. Saturday, opening up our One Direction at 1 o'clock. That's where you need to be there. 1 o'clock on Saturday. On Sunday, we are being opened up by Kings of Leon. Is that one? So if you don't want to miss any of this, it's Hugh Stevens, Fern Cotton and Edith Bowman. They'll take you live to the main stage at 1 o'clock. There are so many ways, if you're not there, of getting all the artists on your screen on Big Weekend, as well as on Radio 1. It's going to be all over BBC 3 over the weekend. It's going to be on the Radio 1 website, so you can take it with you wherever you go and watch all the performances on your phone or on your laptop. And Big Weekend is also on the BBC red button this weekend. And you just press red on any BBC TV channel, not the off button, that's also red, but the red button, and you'll get even more Big Weekend performances on there, including One Direction and Pharrell and Bastille and Kings of Leon. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so as you may have heard on Radio 1 over the last couple of months, people have been in quite a lot. I got it from some Radio 1 DJs from the 90s originally. Just whenever you think of someone a little bit retro or something a bit old that you've not heard of for a while, you just go, hey! Dead simple. Then one of our listeners, Joe, got in touch. Whenever he thought of something a little bit that he's not heard about for years, he would just start doing it to himself, then started getting his mates involved and having like a who-off. And then we played with him on air a couple of times, me and Chris. So we did that with Joe. Then another listener has been in touch with us to say that he thinks he's even better at playing the game. So I'm going to make a phone call now. Hopefully it goes better than the rest of them today.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Hello.
What the?
Hello?
Hello? Why did you do that?
I'm singing, I'm happy.
Paddy, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. You're right, mate.
Yeah, I'm fine. Do you always do that?
Not all the time, but it's such a sunny day. I'm in a happy mood.
Also, the afternoon now, just saying.
Yeah.
I got your email about wanting to play the Who game.
Who?
Who? Yeah. Do you play it a lot?
Pretty much every day, mate, yeah.
Who with?
My missus.
Oh, okay. Are you good at it?
Very.
Well, I'd quite like you to have a bit of a Who off now with, you know, Joe, who we normally get on the phone. He claims he invented the Who game.
I do.
Would you be up for doing that and, like, having a two-way with him? I probably won't even get involved.
Definitely. Why not?
This is awesome. Right, let me see if I can get hold of Joe.
Okay, mate. Hello?
Joe?
Hello?
Scott Mills here off of Radio 1.
Hiya, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
Hey, listen, I got an email from this person who reckons they're better at the Who game than you.
Right, okay, interesting.
It's someone called Paddy, plays it with his girlfriend all the time.
That's cute.
Are you keen to have a Who-off with him and I'm not even involved?
Yeah, absolutely, why not?
Joe, meet Paddy. Paddy, meet Joe.
You all right, Joe, mate? How's it going?
Yeah, good, Paddy. Yourself?
Not so bad, mate, not so bad.
Good, good. So you think you're pretty good at the Who game?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'll give you a run for your money, my friend.
Oh, bit of banter, bit
good,
of banter.
Good, good, good. Let's go for it, mate.
Oh, are we ready to start, are we?
Why not?
I'm good. I mean, I'm just going to sit this one out. So, Paddy is the new contestant. You can go first. And just as many retro things that are a bit in the past that come into your head. And the first person to not think of one wins.
Okie dokie.
Okay, Paddy to start.
Okay. Woolworths. Hey!
Saved by the Bell.
Hey! Goldie looking chain. Hey!
Timmy Mallet.
Hey! Lily Savage. Hey!
Boomboxes. Hey!
Chappers and Dave. Hey!
Sega Mega Drive. Hey!
Ooh. Baywatch. Hey!
Rosie and Jim.
Hey! Ooh, nicely played. CD UK. Hey!
Beanie Babies. Hey!
Inflatable Furniture. Hey!
That's a good one. George Foreman. Hey!
Mr. Bean. Hey!
Paddington Bear. Hey!
typewriters. Who?
Mr. T. Who?
Daphne and Celeste. Who?
Neil Fox.
Who?
Oh, Keenan and Kel.
Who?
Atari.
Who? The head off of Art Attack.
Who?
Atomic Kitten.
Who? Right. Space Hoppers.
Okay, let's leave them to it for a minute, because they're too good at this. What are you afraid of? Get back to them after London Grammar. I know that you are. London Grammar and Sights. It's Mills on BBC Radio 1. And Joe and Paddy are still going.
Zig and Zag.
Nice. Wallace and Gromit.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Gareth Gates.
Pogs.
Okay, right, so I'm going to interrupt now. To bring you Radio 1's track of the day. Every show is playing it. It's been a former Zane Lowe hottest record. Pete Tong's been playing it. And Danny Howard and Fern. It's Oliver Heldens, DJ, producer from the Netherlands, featuring Becky Hill. And this is Gecko.
Anthea Turner.
Diana Vickers.
Can we just check if they're still going? Oh, God.
Oh, very good. Kilroy.
Pokemon.
Answers on a postcard.
Brookside.
Graham and Skipton says, this is without a doubt the best game I've ever heard. This will replace charades for me and my family at Christmas.
Oh, smash hits.
Not even listening to me.
Digimon.
Bow selector.
Can't cook, won't cook.
GameCube.
Nice. Barney the dinosaur.
Still going.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
Dom Jolly.
Cha-Cha Slide.
Knight Rider.
Very nice. Was it, oh. Ah, no.
Oh! Okay, that was the best round of whoever.
It was good. Good challenger.
Two absolute champions. Joe, you can't have ever played a game like that before. It made me look rubbish.
No, it was one of the best. Well done. Well played, Paddy.
Cheers. Well played, sir.
Paddy, we'll get you back on for this because you are a master.
Thank you very much.
And Joe, of course, the original and the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you think one day I myself will be hooed?
Possibly, yeah. I think all of us will become a victim of it eventually.
Absolutely.
Good speech, yeah.
Love you, bye, Scott.
Love you, bye, Paddy and Joe.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. Yesterday, I was in a studio with the boys from Australia from 5 Seconds of Summer. Went off on Twitter yesterday, just took one selfie and like 8 million people favourited it. Our song's got everything. But what's in it? What's in this World Cup song that me and 5 Seconds of Summer are making? So what are we doing there? We did a whoa. How did that go?
That's good.
We had words.
Lots of words.
There was words. Yeah. Every good song should have words.
So it's got a whoa, it's got a bada, and it's got words. Bet you can't wait for it next week. The Scott Mills Daily. It's nice to have someone here with me now. Hello, Alice Levine.
Hi. Why have you been abandoned?
Stark's taken a funny turn.
He's taken to his bed, has he?
He took a funny turn in the night. he's fine. He just texts me with...
Oh God, I thought that was going to be really critical news then.
No, hashtag TT, toilet tweet. Literally, it's not good.
Many visits.
Absolute many visits. Hey, do you know I'm making a World Cup song?
Yeah, you've been quite arrogant about this, aren't you?
No, not arrogant. I just think that pretty much anyone can make one that's better than the official one, which is by Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull.
You're right, that's not arrogant. So you're like the new David Baddiel.
Well, now I hear that Shakira's bringing up the rear with some other FIFA World Cup song.
Excuse me?
Called Dare La La La. Come on then, Shakira, give it to us. Oh, I think I've heard enough.
This would have taken hours to write.
Brazil, La La La.
She will.
Not even trying, is she?
That was barely a clause, never mind a sentence.
That's not for the World Cup. So I got together with my friends from Australia, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh my God, I love these guys.
Yeah. And we were in the studio and just Don't you, discussing what we're going to do to make it better than J-Lo and Pitbulls.
Well, listen, no disrespect to Pit. He's made some of the finest songs in recent
years.
Wait,
what's his real name?
I don't know. No one knows his real name.
Does
no one
know? It's Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Mr. Bull.
Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
I just think his mother called him Mr. Worldwide. She had an inkling. Is it an inkling?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, that word.
So we're going to try and make a song that is... It's better than Pitbull and J-Lo's World Cup anthem. They may have the official one, but boys, I have every faith that we can do this.
Right, let's do it.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay, so they're in.
Okay.
But there is one thing that we need.
So, Scott, I think we all know we need a rap from you.
We definitely need a rap since we're trying to play up with Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, every good football World Cup song has a rap, so that's going to have to be you. And we're not talking about the chicken Caesar kind.
Okay, so it now appears that I'm doing a rap on the song.
That's the obvious choice.
Hello, look at me. So they're going to like sing the song and the words and the woes and the ole ole if there is any, and I'm doing the rap.
What can I do for my rap, Ashton?
Well, I think you need to follow the steps of Mr. Worldwide and maybe something along the lines of Mr. UK, Mr. European.
Scott Mr. Daddy. England.
Scott Daddy.
Scott Daddy.
No, Scott Daddy.
Scott Daddy. Scotty Puff.
I have to... You know Pitbull songs? He often raps... Yeah, he does that and also raps about how many girls he's had in each city. And I can't claim that.
I think what you got to do is you got to pretend.
To do that.
Like Pitbull.
Right, okay. So.
You know what? Maybe Pitbull doesn't. Maybe Pitbull really is the man.
Maybe you don't have to pretend, Scott.
See, they've got... Ashton's voice is a bit weird sometimes.
Is one of them 50 or 60 years old and then the rest normal age?
No. He's just got it. Sometimes sounds like he's got a bit of a cold.
Has he got grommets?
No. Grommets. don't be saying anything bad about Five Sauce because their fans will love you.
Oh no, I love them. I just wondered if there was like a dad one, but no, you're the dad one apparently.
That's me. Yeah, that's right. So we're making a song. We're going to have it for you by next week. You looking forward to it, Alice?
I'm so looking forward to
it. There you are.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio One.
And I'm pleased to be joined by Radio One's Alice Levine for today's Real or No Real, and I get to play. You'll be listening back to this on the podcast in 2 years, won't you?
Yeah, do you want to know what I'm listening to right now?
Right, just to explain.
Yeah, sorry.
Alice does get the Scott Mills Daily, but she's way behind. So what's happening?
So I've just made some notes because I didn't want to forget everything that's happened. JLS have split up. It's really sad and everyone's really sad about it.
And that's it.
No, some more. Chris has written some chick lit and you set it to the music of the streets.
I'm not being funny, this is ages ago.
Yeah.
Like a long time
ago. Chris has to say yes to everything, that's what's happening currently.
Is this from like 2009?
It's approx 2009, yeah.
Like, and when are you going to catch up?
These are actual vintage podcasts right now.
Are you
now?
Doing like
They're tarnished.
One every 3 months?
I'm eking them out.
We're on every day, love.
I know, sorry.
Never going to catch up. Are these real or no real?
Breaking Bad's Aaron Paul wants a part in EastEnders.
Mm. What?
He's in Breaking Bad.
They do introduce new families sometimes, though, don't they?
They do.
And they've just said, BBC One have just said they want to make EastEnders more realistic because there aren't any hipsters in EastEnders, and now the East End of London is just full of hipsters.
Thing is, there would be some hipsters by now in EastEnders.
Surely.
Soon there, in East London.
I don't know if Aaron Paul's a hipster, though. Well, he does wear a beanie.
When are you moving into the square, then?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. Can you imagine?
Yeah. You could have, like, a vintage shop next to Ian's.
Selling little mugs and, you know, doilies and things.
Yeah, just little bits.
I'd have a market stall first.
Definitely would.
Oh, my goodness.
So Aaron Paul in, like, the world's most popular TV show right now, but he does want to be in EastEnders. I like it when they crowbar the new families in. Like,
yes.
It's just like, oh, new family have arrived. Didn't notice.
And also, he's lived quite a life. He's had quite a dark life in Breaking Bad, hasn't he? So he'd fit right in because they've all had, you know, God, all sorts happened to him.
Yeah, so, like, he's not a stranger to having bad storylines and just generally depressing stuff happening.
Sure.
So real or no real?
I'm going to say actually no real.
I'm going to say real.
No.
That one is real.
What?
Apparently he said it at the BAFTAs.
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's just saying that because they were all there in the room, wasn't he?
Do you think he's got like a kind of hierarchy? He's like, go for EastEnders if I don't get that, Corrie, if I don't get that, Hollyoaks.
Then Emmerdale.
Yeah, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Of course, I think that every actor's got that hierarchy. And next.
Made in Chelsea's Andy Jordan, who is also a musician, is to duet with Nina Nesbitt for her next single.
Now, we had him on Real on... Innuendo Bingo, didn't we, Andy Jordan? Do you watch Chelsea?
I love Made in Chelsea.
Of course you do.
Oh, my God, I'm so mad at Alex, though. No spoilers,
I haven't seen it.
Have you seen Andy Jordan's press photo? Yes. It's the best thing ever. He's obsessed. Just sat in a leather chair in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I've seen that. Is that on his Twitter as well?
Yeah, why is he doing that?
I don't know.
He's just dragged his armchair out into the middle of the road.
Now, Andy does listen to the show. We love your work, Andy.
Oh, yeah. No, brilliant photo.
What's better, Towie or Chelsea? You're so Chelsea.
Chelsea all the way.
I know.
What's Towie? Joking.
So, Andy Jordan duetting with Nina Nesbitt. I can't really see how those two will ever meet or know each other. They're not really in the same circle, are they?
I don't think they move in the same groups, do they?
I can't see it.
Would it be a meeting of minds, though? Musical minds? He does kind of like guitar, acoustic, quiet stuff, and she does some of that.
I can't see it.
You're thinking about it so hard.
I know.
You never usually play this, do you? You're like, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah. Can I start the clock?
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Of course not. But he has just recently released a song called Geography.
Brilliant.
Okay, good. And next.
Facebook is introducing a button on people's profiles which allows you to ask them what their relationship status is.
Rude.
A bit keen, isn't it?
Way keen.
So
it is annoying, though, because it should either be obligatory or not, because some people have it and some people don't.
You can hide it, though, can't you?
Yeah, mine's totally hidden.
Is it hidden?
Yeah. Is yours?
Or is it loud and proud,
all right. Not a spinster!
Out and proud. Is yours? It's complicated. What is that?
Mine's just that broken heart.
I hate it's complicated. Shut up. Just put what you are or not.
And also, it's complicated. You really want somebody to go, you okay, hun, don't you? When it says it's complicated.
Okay, hun.
Stop it.
So the Facebook ask button, real or no real? I think I'm saying real.
People would use that all the time. I think real.
That one is real.
Yes.
So this is for when someone's hidden their relationship status. There's going to be a little button so you can send a message and go, hiya, are you, it's way keen for me.
Well, there's poke already, isn't that? What does
that
really scared me.
Poke!
Oh, my God.
Farmville.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Oh, you really jumped then. Are you all right, love? Are you okay, hon?
You really flew back in my chair.
Like the full force of my
fire alarm had gone off. Oh, my God, I'm flushed.
Calm down.
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, was that real or no real?
It was real.
Brilliant, thank
Next.
You.
Next.
Following on from his interview with Hulk Hogan, Greg James has signed up to a 10-lesson course of personal training.
What, because of Hulk Hogan?
So Zayn gets...
Off of being 85 years old.
Zayn gets, like, Jay-Z, Eminem, Greg gets Hulk Hogan.
It was a good interview, though.
Oh, no, yeah.
You'll hear that on the Greg James podcast in about 5 years.
I'll get there in the end. I loved that show, though. Do you remember ages ago we had a show with him and his wife on like MTV or something like that? Oh, he's amazing. Is
so
he 85?
Good. Yeah.
How is that possible?
You've lost it, love.
My Nana Barbara's 96. They could viably be a couple.
It's blown your mind, that, hasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Imagine Hulk and your Nana Barbara.
Oh, my God.
Think
really
about it.
Think about that.
Greg James wants to get buffed.
You're sweating.
That's really hot. Greg James wants to get buff because of Hulk Hogan. I've got a flush. I'm saying no real.
I've forgotten how to play the game. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No, Greg doesn't believe in exercise.
Oh, my God.
And at the end of that... Seriously, I need someone to fan me. At the end of that, I got 40, Alice got 20. Ah, loser.
I also lost my mind.
I enjoyed that. Come and do it again soon.
Okay, deal.
Okay, good. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. That's all that happened on Wednesday's show. Maybe Chris will be back tomorrow between 1 and 4. What will be back is Innuendo Bingo. Watch people getting wet for fun at 1:45 on the website. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio